Well, in addition to relying on us here at Michigan Ag Today to bring you Michigan's farm news, another familiar farm news voice is Max Armstrong, who recently retired after 48 years in farm broadcasting. Growing up in southwestern Indiana, Max says his love of listening to the radio is what led to his career path in farm broadcasting.
You know, I was just so fortunate to be born into a farm family, a community that cared about us, a church community that, you know, was so welcoming too, and to be able to live my dream of wanting to be on the radio, you know. And I think, you know, many of us have walked down that path. As we were kids, we wanted to be on the radio. And for me to be able to do it over all of these years has really been a blessing.
Max went to Purdue University and started working for a local radio station as a young college student.
They gave me the chance to do what I wanted to do. I would chase fire trucks. I would go to accident scenes. They called them Spiker Reports, brought to you by Spiker Oil Company. And just a wonderful opportunity to work with some very talented people.
After graduating from Purdue University, Max was hired by WGN Radio and TV in Chicago and worked with fellow farm broadcaster Orion Samuelson for more than 35 years. The two of them also started and hosted This Week in Agribusiness beginning in 2005. Even though Max retired at the end of last year, he says he's still involved in both broadcasting and the farm community.
That's why I try to stay engaged to some extent, going to various major events where farmers are present. But that's the joy of it, as you know, as you guys have been so close to farmers up and down this state and sharing their story, it's that personal contact. And you know, you're driving down the road and you look over there and you say, oh yeah, I was over there at George's place a few years ago. Oh yeah, Mary and Adam live over here. There's something pretty neat about that. As farm broadcasters, we've been at the kitchen table. We've been in the cab. We've been with them in the barn. And there's something very special about that.
Read more about farm broadcaster Max Armstrong at MichiganAgToday.com.